Good morning, friends. Thank you for being here. Welcome to session 315 of the Sunstone Symposium, Sing Unto the Lord a New Song, Singing Hymns Together. I'm Vicki Eastman. I'm the chair for this session. You will see that there are music packets set on the chairs. We've sort of put them along the aisle and forward in hopes of getting people concentrated here for the singing. Other than taking the sacrament, singing hymns is the only thing that everyone in the congregation regularly does together. Moreover, hymns tend to be used as a distillation and cultural marker of doctrine and practice. The current LDS hymnal dates from 1985, but hymn writers have been busy writing new hymns to fill in the gaps in our hymn book and provide new expressions of old truths. This session will consist of the presentation of a number of new hymns, authors and composers. I will consist of a presentation of a number of new hymns, authors and composers will comment if available, followed by community singing of the hymns. We're going to be singing some hymns about Jesus, Heavenly Mother, and even Satan. The music staff of Award and Holiday is the genesis of this group of hymns, producing over the years a lot of original music and arrangements in that ward. This led to a concerted effort to produce new hymns, both by those in the ward and by friends who also compose. The Western Hymn Writers Workshop meets every couple of months to introduce and critique new hymns. Let me introduce you to our presenters today. Our music conductor will be Fred Voros. Fred is a judge and a hymn writer living in Salt Lake City, a frequent contributor to Sunstone magazine in the 1980s and 1990s. Fred began writing hymns in 2009, and in 2013 founded the Western Hymn Writers Workshop. Fred is this year's church music contest winner for the best choral anthem, This Day is a Good Day, Lord, and we will be singing a hymn version of that piece this morning. Alan Eastman is our accompanist. Alan is an unretired retiree. He worked for a major oil company for nearly 30 years and is atoning for that by working as the part owner of a startup geothermal energy company. He plays piano and organ fairly well for a chemist and usually plays at the singing at Sunstone. He considers himself to be a failed Renaissance man about 400 years too late. Alan was the winner of the best hymn text in the 2010 church music contest, and we'll be singing that hymn text today as well. So Fred and Alan will now lead us through a number of these new hymns. We're sure you will enjoy them. There's some wonderful things going on here. I think you're really going to like it.
Hello, everyone. Let's see, do I need to speak? Theoretically.
Yeah, I think they might move.
Okay, this is going to be pretty casual. Basically, we're just going to sing through a bunch of hymns. We do have many of the writers present, and they can comment or you can ask some questions about the hymns if you want. I will lead the singing. I've written some hymns, but I myself am a mediocre singer at best, so sing out. This is not about me singing, this is about you singing. And let's just start. First up is I Bow My Head and Still My Mind.
Oh, as I bow.
We switched that back.
It would be the second page. We're going to ask you to shuffle around a little bit, but
mostly, but not completely in order.
I bow my head and still my mind.
And we'll sing all verses of all of these. No interludes, but a little bit of an introduction.
Still my mind to reverence and
Can Alan just say how he came to compose this text?
Yeah, that was the one that won the best text 4 years ago.
It's really good.
And I was sitting, and Vicki was gone. And
I was in pilgrimage!
I was sitting in Fast and Testimony meeting, sitting there considering the sacrament, and the words just started coming into my mind, and so I grabbed the back of the program and started writing them down. And that's where that came from, and after the words were down, I had to write music to go with. So that's where that came from.
Excellent. Would you, before we sing these new hymns, would you just play through the melodic line?
So you want to hear? You want just the melody line?
I just want to hear the melody line,
yeah,
so I can
give us a clue,
because some of it's very hard. I'm not used to reading the music like I used to. So.
Okay. Next up, Like the Sound of Many Waters, a hymn inspired by a General Conference talk that has perhaps relevance now. I'm going to play through that. Spirit's Love We Feel. This was written by a young man named Timothy Max. He now lives in Texas. Is that He's a hymn writer who, you know, on the side, and he's written this beautiful hymn. Our ward choir sang it. What's that? Comment?
We're just telling each other what great singers we are.
Yeah, we can hear that.
Okay, you want to play this? This day is a good day, Lord. Now,
okay.
The front. This is the one that won the contest this year.
Share or find one on a chair that's not used.
Here's one more.
They're all done, it looks like. I'll hang out and do it.
Every kindred.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thank you. Every kindred tongue and people is one that I wrote the text for and sent it out, and a woman that I met in seventh grade came up with this music, sent it to me, and said, what do you think? I had written some music that I thought better suited the text, but when I regained my sanity, I realized that hers was far superior. So. No, this is Kathy Kittles. Kathy's not here. She lives in California. Thank you.
Job, Paul.
Why does it say hymn 57? Is it in our hymn book, Paul?
What?
Is this in our hymn book?
No.
Hymn 57 at the bottom there.
Oh, I think maybe that was Lynn's 57.
I see.
Paul does have three hymns in our current hymn book, and four. And as he likes to point out, Johann Sebastian Bach, only one.
More case for the LDS.
We come today to testify. This is the music for this was written by Alan Aston, who's not here today, but is a member of the Western Hymn Writers Workshop. We come today to testify. Notice that on most of the measures, you don't sing on the first beat. Alan plays it, but basses, you actually, if you're singing bass, you actually don't come in until beat one half, I guess.
So,
where are you at?
Is that not in there? We come today to testify.
Okay, so.
Where does it come? Oh, really?
Yeah. It's in there.
Isn't it?
Well, I thought we had it.
After Heritage and Stone, it
was the
song
of the morning.
We
made two versions of the.
How many have we come today to testify? Yeah. Well, let's do it anyway, and those who have it.
Sit and enjoy.
Yeah, here we go. Play. If you can.
Make a
yep.
comment here. Alan Aston is the organist in our ward. And
lucky.
What? Yeah, major lucky. And he does all of his own original introductions and interludes. So the fact that he wrote interludes into this hymn is so consistent with the way he would see things, you know?
Well, I suggested that to him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I said, why don't you make that kind of your signature is to write, you know,
yeah, the interludes.
Mini interludes.
Well, see?
Yeah, our board is really pretty lucky because Fred and I and Alan are a pretty interesting team.
As we bow in prayer to thee, text and music by Catherine Hardy, who is here. Catherine, you want to cue this up?
Just thoughts of service. Okay.
I'm only in this business because of Catherine. She's the one who suggested that we write some hymns, and we've written some together, but this is one she wrote both the text and the music for, so we thought it would be an appropriate one to include.
I can't remember the one we sang, Fred's song that we sang first, because they're not in order.
Like the sound of many waters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking of, they remind me of hymns, or somehow the Civil War, their Civil War music, or at that time, has this melancholy quality to them, and that I find extremely moving. But these, some of these hymns, I think most of the ones, have this. I don't know musically how that's achieved, but they're not blocky. They have this. I don't know how to say.
It's a folk-like. It's a folk-like
folk
feel.
Melancholy that I find extremely wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's a yearning.
Yeah, there's a yearning quality
a yearning
in all of these.
For God, for holiness,
yeah.
For peace, all of these things.
Yeah.
I think it's very evocative of all of that.
One of my models was not Scatter Sunshine.
Yeah, that's exactly. Thank you.
We're some dancing sometimes. If we only danced, that would be okay.
We're all enlisted till the conflict is over.
Let's just stop a minute. Does everybody have some music that they have access to?
Oh, yeah, maybe we don't have all those. Do a little brownie motion here.
Yeah, if there's any extras, send them back. Thank you, friends, for sharing. That
Next
helps
up.
A lot.
Are we good there? Sorry.
Yeah, we're good.
Next up, as promised, the Satan hymn.
The Satan
hymn. Yeah, which some members of our choir didn't feel comfortable even singing. One of my musical collaborators wouldn't play it through because, like, just why would you take that risk? So, gird up your loins.
It was invoking Satan?
She compared it to a Ouija board. Son of the Morning. It's not too far off that.
Son of
The part that makes me resonate with this is in the second line, the repeat of that da 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 da. You know, it sort of sounds like slavery to me. Yeah. You know, it sounds like I just picture a big pit. You know, the people are working in. Like that.
You know, I think it's really interesting that this one.
Mark Twain's mother used to pray for Satan because she said he was the one person in the universe who needed the most.
Yeah, this is a little more schadenfreude than that.
Well, I was going to say, though, that it evokes a whole theological tradition about salvation, whether or not even that Satan could be saved. And I think there's a kind of tragic quality that, you know, who knows, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a way in which I think it makes us think about how large is the grace of God.
Yeah. And God loves all his children.
Yeah.
Right.
I also tried to recast Satan as more the Satan of the temple and less the Satan who tempts you to drink Coke or something like that.
More of a Miltonian.
Yeah, Milton.
Yeah, kind of a romantic Satan.
Revelation, like you said.
Yeah. Lord of creation. This one is about the fact that God did not create the earth, but is creating the earth. It's Allen's and mine.
evolution
hymn. You know, we didn't have one about Satan. We didn't have one about bearing testimony, testimony meeting. We didn't have one about evolution.
He's filling in the holes.
Yeah. Which brings us to Let Us Not Forget Our Mothers. Resurrection Hymn. It's a beautiful piece of music and text by Nathan Howe, who is in Colorado. This is another one in anthem form that we have sung with our work choir. Thank you.
Some of them have it. I can pass out the rest.
We've got a million copies of There's a Whiteness.
But that did get sung
that
last night.
That did get sung last night.
Okay. Should we sing two more or one more? What do you think?
Two more.
Okay. This is Hallelujah. It's a Christmas song.
Now,
if you don't have it,
it might be in some of the packets. If you do not have it in your packet, Alleluia tomorrow, raise your hand and I'm coming.
Thank you.
Yes, the last one is pretty simple. The last one is say amen. Kind of put an amen on the end of it. My mother was raised in the South.
Yes.
East Texas, Southeast Texas.
Go Devils. And I really ought to use this.
Thank you all for coming to this session. Wasn't that totally fun?
Yes.